And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Goldstein, and I'm a philosopher and sometimes a novelist as well. And I'm the author of Plato at the Googleplex, Why Philosophy Won't Go Away. And my dangerous idea is to teach children, adolescents, to be rigorous, critical thinkers, to never be allowed to just put forth an opinion without putting forth some kind of justification for it, for teaching them what it is to justify their beliefs, for teaching them what a formal argument is. When I was teaching, and I was always teaching in really quite good places, I would have students come in to a first course in philosophy, and they didn't know what it was to really argue for their beliefs. Oh, you know, I feel this, I feel that. Oh, that doesn't seem right to me. And the whole idea of a rigorous formal argument, tell me your premises. Now let's look at these premises. Which do you think are the weakest? Let's try to judge this argument that you have. That kind of self-critical thinking just hadn't occurred. I think there's a lot of memorization of facts. There's a lot of learning various skills, all very, very important. But this is an extra little bit of it. And I don't see it being taught based on what my students came in and based on having had two children who I followed in their school. People, very, very often, teachers insist this is the way it's done, and they insist on their authority, and they themselves have not been taught how to think critically. The reason I find that this would be such a dangerous idea is that it would make things very hard for a lot of people in power. It would make it very hard for any kind of ideology to get by unquestioned, ideology, whether it was religious or secular. It would make the life of politicians much, much more difficult. It would make the life of all demagogues much, much more difficult if we trained people from the very earliest to be acutely aware of when they are being BS'd. I think children naturally care about the truth, but truth doesn't just come to us. We have to really fight our way for it. We have to really use every faculty at our command to try to get at it. And if we were to train our children in a love and a respect, a reverence for the truth, and then in some of the techniques that are needed in order to judge truth, I think that would be very revolutionary, and it would be dangerous to the people who ought to be endangered.
Rebecca Goldstein is a philosopher and novelist and author of Plato at the Googleplex, Why Philosophy Won't Go Away. You'll find more dangerous ideas on our website at ttbook.org.